No, it's a new exercise, power limping.
What happened?
I was in the garment district, and I got run down by one of those loopy bike messengers.
Again?
She came out of nowhere. I jumped in the street to avoid getting hit by a rack of summer casuals, and the next thing you know, boom, I'm lying in a dumpster with last year's irregulars.
Calm down. You're okay now.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, I could have died. It was a brush with death. I saw my life flash before my eyes.
What was I wearing?
I'm sorry?
What was I wearing?
You weren't there.
What do you mean I wasn't there?
Well, it happens very fast, you know? And then, truthfully, I only got as far as high school.
Well, obviously, I must not be that important to you.
Well, excuse me for not thinking of you as I hurtle to my death.
If I were about to die, I'd think about you.
Well, we're about to find out.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm mad about you, baby. Yeah, I'm mad about you.
As far as I'm concerned, Polly, you can ship the entire criminal justice system off to Rikers Island.
You okay there, Uncle Jules? Take another puff, help wash down a roast beef.
Have some more cream soda.
Is this diet?
No.
Good.
All this last will and testament stuff, it just seems so final. You know, I mean, how do you live up to something like that?
You die.
Well, that is what I'm saying.
Can't you just look at death as a wonderful adventure?
I don't think so, no. Oh, Murray, don't worry nothing. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, you should think, God forbid, what you want to do should you predecease the dog.
Well, he'll just get a veil and four black leg bands.
Did you read all of this stuff? Creation of trusts, alternate beneficiaries, power of attorney. That's going to be my sister.
Oh, yeah, good. Give her power of attorney. She can't get a Chevron card. You know, she'll squander the whole estate.
What estate? Murray and your stereo.
Oh, I promised the stereo to Selby.
What about me?
Well, he knows how to work it.
Yeah, but I could sell it. I might need the money.
For what?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be grief-stricken and I might need to take a cruise to get over it.
Bermuda's nice.
I've heard that.
Hey, what about me? I'm the one who's dead here.
He was always selfish, too.
Who asked you?
Like it's a secret.
Hey, Uncle Jules, you like that couch?
Not so much.
That's what I'm leaving you.
So I'll sell it.
Actually, I promised that couch to Lisa.
Oh, great. You'll be dead, and I'll have to drag the couch uptown for her.
You think your kids got something to argue about now? Wait till you get to the terminal illness clause.
Well, it is not one part of that sentence I enjoyed.
What is it?
Well, you know, informed consent, pulling the plug, all that crap.
Whoa, whoa, hang on a second. Wait a second. Whoa. Nobody's pulling my plug.
Why not?
Because it's not natural.
You'd rather lie there in a persistent vegetative state?
That sounds pretty restful. Well, better that than somebody pulling my plug. What am I, a toaster?
Well, they're pulling my plug. In fact, you're pulling it.
Oh, I'm not pulling your plug.
Not you, who?
I don't care. Your sister. Let her earn that couch.
No, I couldn't put her through that.
Like it's not gonna put a crimp in my day? Listen, this, you're pulling your own plug.
It's your job, you're pulling my plug.
I'm not pulling your plug. What would that exactly entail?
What do you mean? Didn't you ever pull a plug?
Not one attached to my wife. Do I actually bend down, I physically yank it out, do I just nod to an official plug puller?
I think they do it.
What do you tip on something like that?
Jesus, after five, I promised Bev I'd be home for dinner.
What do you mean dinner? You just ate.
I had a sandwich.
Sandwich. You had a steer on rye.
And Polly, don't forget to send me those bank records.
No, I'm gonna get them to you tomorrow.
Why don't you just give them to him now?
Because they're not here.
Where are they?
I got them over at the they're at the place.
What place?
They're at the place at the you know, the apartment.
Oh, you mean your bachelor pad?
Here we go.
You're still paying rent up there?
No, I'm subletting.
For a profit?
No, just.
And for what?
You heard the man, honey. For what?
Did I start something?
No. It's fine. Listen, don't worry about it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jules.
Yeah, we appreciate all your help. And do me a favor. Kiss Aunt Bev.
Please.
How many times do we have to go through this? It was my first apartment. You know, there's a lot of sentimental attachment there.
Yeah, a whole flock of them.
Hey, it was my apartment when I met you.
I'm touched. Get rid of it.
You know what? See, because you're not from New York. No New Yorker would ever give away an apartment like that.
Unless they didn't need it anymore.
It's an apartment. What is the big deal?
So get rid of it.
No, but I mean, I never go there. I mean, I never use it.
So get rid of it.
See, but why?
Because I'm asking you.
I gotta think about it.
Fine. When you're ready to be married, we'll talk about a will.
Look,
honey, forget it.
What are we doing here? What is this?
I have to make dinner. Fran and Mark are coming over.
Oh, great. Well, suddenly dying doesn't look so bad.
I say, if you have to go, you know what's not bad? Burial at sea.
Ooh, not for me, thank you.
Very soothing.
Yeah. You know what my concern would be? The minnows would swim right up my nose.
I'm gonna be cremated.
You got potatoes there?
Why postpone the inevitable?
So why not postpone the inevitable?
My husband has a little trouble letting go of things.
Would you stop?
Call me old-fashioned, but pushing up daisies is good enough for me.
Paul, did your uncle mention anything about the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act?
Which would be what?
Organ donations. Anybody want this leg?
You have it.
You mean like transplants?
Yeah, fascinating area. Had a patient once with a virtually rotted-out liver.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. People are trying to eat.
Fran is right. Could you stop talking about death, please? Why can't we live in the moment?
Oh, as opposed to hanging on to the past?
Look how you didn't stop. All right, I'm gonna make some coffee.
Go help him. What's going on with you two? Talk to me.
I don't know, Mark. There's two things I don't like to lend. Money and my internal organs. Because you never get either one back.
Yeah, but look at it this way. It's your chance to cheat death.
So actually, that's a way that I could actually stick around a little longer.
Well, pieces of you. But I should stipulate that there's no guarantee that they're going to use your body parts for transplants. Well, you know, they may decide just to use them for educational purposes.
Whoa, wait a second. So I could end up lying naked on a slab at Columbia University?
Part of you there, part of you down at NYU. Enough to go around.
I'd be in medical school. My mother would like that.
Make your mother very happy. Yes, indeed.
Actually let Paul keep his old apartment? His bachelor pad?
Fran, I trust him.
James, there is a fine line between trust and stupidity. All it takes is one night. Maybe you're out of town on a business trip. Paul gets stinking drunk and picks up some ditzy actress on a bus.
Paul never takes the bus. Anyway, it's a sublet, Fran. Somebody lives there.
But it's still in his name. That gives him leverage. It's an unspoken threat.
Maybe you're right.
Then tell him. And don't waver. I had Mark moving boxes out of his apartment 1 hour after I proposed.
So basically, it's a good idea, but the only problem is you never know exactly where your body parts are gonna go. You know what I mean? So, like, my kidneys could end up in a felon. You know, and they would go to the electric chair for something they didn't do.
Why don't you just hang on to them like you do everything else?
Why don't you just come out and say it?
Fine, give up your apartment.
How can you say that? There's rent control.
Oh, like that's the reason.
Oh, it's not what in you. Good, you tell me. Explain me to myself.
Okay, you're a moron.
You know, you're the one who's hanging on to this apartment thing, not me. The place is a memory. It's got nothing to do with us.
So get rid of it.
You keep saying that.
Ah, you're catching on.
What time you gotta get up?
4:15.
You know, I really don't understand why that apartment bothers you so much.
For the same reason you need to keep it so much. It's your security blanket. It's like an escape hatch for you.
It is not.
It's like an out for you.
Listen, I don't need an out. I don't want an out. I want in.
Not tonight.
What upsets you? Because I slept with other women there? Because I had a life before you?
No, what bothers me is you're still hanging on to that life instead of committing to this one.
You didn't have a life before me?
I did, but I don't flaunt it in your face.
You could. You, if you want to flaunt, you could flaunt. You could flaunt. What are you doing?
I'm flaunting.
The jersey? You're going to do with the jersey? I thought you told me you're going to throw out that jersey.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Why does it bother you?
No. You think I'm jealous because you once took pity on some pituitary case?
He could snap you like a twig.
Yeah, well, he'd have to catch me first. Would you get that thing out of my bed, please?
All right, fine. I'll make you a deal. Fine. You get rid of your apartment, I'll get rid of this jersey.
See, I would never ask you to do that.
Come on,
me.
Right now.
No.
Right now. Let's just toss our pasts to the wind.
You're bluffing.
Your move. Eddie, it's Jamie Buckman in 11D. I need you to get that jersey again.
Well, look, are you going to be there today? Because I want to come up. I want to talk to you about the lease. And I want to get some papers there. There's some in the hall closet. There's a shoebox. There's a blue shoebox. Huh? I don't know. Florshine, I think. What? 9.5D. This guy is out of his mind. Look, can we talk about that? I'll see you at the apartment later. All right. Goodbye. I can't believe I'm subletting the place to a lunatic.
See how much trouble that apartment is? Just trying to help.
Honey, I'm giving it up. You can stop lobbying.
Really?
Yeah. I figured, you know.
Was it something I said?
No, not at all. It's more the weeping in your sleep. That helped. Plus, you know, you threw out the jersey.
That's true. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Where'd you learn that one?
In second grade. It's how the bugs kiss.
So you're my love bug again?
I am. I'm your queen love bug. And you are my love bug king.
Well, the bug missed you.
Well, bug's back.
Well, you buggy.
You're my buggy. Boo!
You're my buggy too. You're a buggy bug. You're a bug. You're a buggy bug. You're a bug.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Just coming in.
Why are you facing out?
I don't know.
Well, we're just gonna have some breakfast. You want?
Yeah, please.
Is coffee ready, babe? Hey, some wives do that.
Mrs. Buggy Boo is sure in a good mood.
Well, she's very happy because I'm maybe giving up my old apartment.
Excuse me?
I'm going to give it up. Look, I never go there, so what's the point in keeping it?
Well, they're not going to use the Spirit of St. Louis again, but nobody's getting rid of it. You're talking about history, your history, our history.
Listen, I know.
Remember the microwave clam bake?
Yeah, look, but
you can't get rid of that place.
I know, but look, she doesn't think that
I... Do you see her throwing her past out the window?
Actually, yeah.
I'm telling you.
What?
Just tell her to back off.
I know, but see, I promised her I'd give it up, but I don't know that I really want to.
Don't want to what?
Floss. You know, regularly, excessively, because with the brushing and the water pick, you're getting every
don't.
Part. Honey, you're splashing all the things here. What?
Don't.
Don't what?
Give it up.
Well, I am.
Well, don't.
I thought you wanted me to give it up.
No, I want you to want to.
Oh, see, that I didn't understand. I didn't get all the instructions here, so I have to be happy about it?
Yes.
And I am.
I don't want you to do this because I badgered you. I want this to come from your heart.
Well, I'm doing it because you badgered me.
Well, don't.
Honey, I'm giving it up, okay? I'm giving up the place. I want to give it up. I'm happy. No, that's not even true. I'm more than happy. I'm giddy. I would say I'm giddy. I'm so giddy, I'm doing a jig. Look, I'm doing a jig, okay? I don't know what to do. I'm jigging you. I'm jig. Shh, you shut up.
Look, I'm kind of in a hurry. I want to get to Smiler's before it closes.
Wait, Smiler's is open 24 hours.
No, I heard a rumor.
Listen, I got to get in. Remember, I told you on the phone. I got to get the shoebox.
The shoebox. Okay.
You find it?
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
The shoebox.
You get it. You get it.
And in the hall closet. The top shelf.
Is this yours? I don't believe so. It's weird. I don't know where it came from.
What is that?
It's wire. A lot of wire.
There you go.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm glad you're taking it. I can use the storage space. What are you going to do with those papers?
Making out my will.
What, are you dying?
Well, eventually, you know, we all gotta go.
Not me.
What do you mean? What, you know somebody?
Cryonics, Paul. The big chill.
Cryonics, that's where they freeze you.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me about this.
It's great. I got some literature here. Yeah, it's on the terrace. I'll get it.
What terrace?
No, it's not really a terrace. It's like a big hole in the wall.
From what?
Explosion. There you go. Paul, I gotta go.
Kramer, listen, I gotta talk to you about the lease.
Oh, the lease.
The lease. You wanna talk about the lease?
You wanna talk about the lease now?
This is what I'm saying.
Paul, look, I've been doing a lot of work on the place. You know, I got...
No, I'm not throwing you out of the place. I'm giving it to you.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah, I decided I'm gonna give it up and I'm gonna give it to you.
What do I have to give you?
Nothing.
Nothing. Gee, I want to give you something.
No.
Wait.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's
take it.
That's okay.
I'll take the cigar.
Okay.
You look good with a cigar in your mouth.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. Mmm. There you go.
Huh?
That's a good cigar.
They're Cubans.
Wow.
You look tense.
Hmm?
You look tense.
What's the matter with you?
You know what? Todd, it's very hard for me to give up this place, you know? Got a lot of memories there. That's a big chunk of my life. Mm-hmm. It's like my past, you know?
Whoa.
And it's...
You got a beautiful wife?
Yeah.
You love her?
Sure.
Does she love you?
Yeah.
You got more than three pairs of pants?
Yeah.
There you go.
Where?
To the future. I'll mind the past, and you giddy up to the future.
Where? You know what? Let me take one more look. I want to take one look. I want to take one look.
It's for your own good. Come on.
One look.
Oh.
Future.
Right?
There you go.
Hey, what happened to that Jerry guy you used to live with?
He's writing a sitcom for NBC.
Good luck to him.
We have nothing fun to eat. Canned peas, mushroom soup. I don't remember buying this stuff. I think they came with the cabinets.
So basically, this is what it would be like to be frozen.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's not that bad. It's like waiting for a bus on a cold night. Try it.
I told you, I'm being cremated. I can't believe you don't want to die with me.
Hey, don't take it personally. It's not that I don't want to die with you. I don't want to die. Period.
So we're breaking up.
I guess so. You know, you're off to the furnace, I'm off to the freezer.
We said, till death do us part.
Well, you'll be dead.
But you won't.
Well, then come with me. Come on, there's a family plan. We'll get a discount if we just freeze our heads.
Come on. Look, I believe when you go, you go. All good things must pass.
Like my apartment?
Like your apartment.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, just being in that building brought back memories.
Yeah, I'll bet it did.
No, I'm serious. And the best one was you. Oh, come with me, please.
You're so romantic.
Yeah.
Ooh, we have ice cream.